Lux Radio Theater. Tonight and every Monday night at this time, Lux Radio Theater presents for your entertainment the finest in radio drama.
Ask me no questions.
Can that be? Oh, it's a fine time to call. Blimey, it's late. I must have slept longer than I thought. Oh, dear. All right, I'm coming. Hello, dear. You back then?
Oh, yes, thank heavens. Oh, talk about rush. I don't think I've been off my feet all day. And you never saw such a queue for the bus. That's why I'm a bit late. I hope you weren't worried, Henry.
No, love. Just doing a few jobs, you know.
Oh, look, there's my key. It was on the mantelpiece all the time. I knew I'd left it somewhere. You were a long time answering the doorbell.
Yes, I was on top of the steps.
What were you doing up there?
Oh, cleaning. Well, it needed doing, you know.
Oh, how nice. And all the time I was ringing the bell, I was saying to myself, I bet the old devil's asleep.
No. As a matter of fact, I've had a busy day. I've worked up quite an appetite.
Oh. Well, it won't be a very exciting supper tonight, I'm afraid. Cheese omelette be all right?
Oh, yes, I suppose so.
Did you pay the milkman?
No, I didn't. I didn't have enough money, daughter.
I left you 10 bob.
Yes, I know you did, dear, but well...
But what? Oh, you didn't spend it, did you?
Of course I didn't. Not all of it. But there were Sam and Charlie down at the local at dinner time, so, well, I had to buy them one.
Why? Do they know you're out of work?
No, I don't think so. Well, we didn't talk about it.
Oh, why you had to go to the pub at all, I don't know.
Well, I thought I might hear of something going.
Oh, yes.
Well, it happens sometimes, you know. You mix around and you hear something.
It's not likely anyone would think you were interested if they didn't know you were out of work. You'd have been better off at home, looking through the wanted ads.
Yeah, I looked this morning. Nothing doing.
Oh, well, I brought the evening papers. Here you are. You better have a go at them.
Dora, I am trying, you know.
Oh, yes. Yes, I know, Henry.
Well, I'm just out of luck, that's all. Everyone's out of luck at some time or another. I'll have a job soon, you see.
Yes, Henry, of course you will. Oh, well, I mustn't stand here all day talking. I'll get your supper ready.
Yeah, well, let's see what there is tonight. What did you have for lunch today?
Tomato soup and a buttered roll.
You ought to have a proper meal.
I'll have a proper meal when we can afford it. Well, is anything doing?
No, same old stuff. You need qualifications for all these. No qualifications, that's my trouble.
Well, what about that job on the building site? If you had enough qualifications then, you've enough now.
Times have changed, Dora. We're living in a competitive age. They said that the other night on the radio. You've got to have knowledge. Knowledge to pay for nowadays. Hello, what's this?
Oh, have you found something?
Well, I'm not sure.
Well, what does it say?
Big financial reward for right man. No qualifications necessary. Well, it sounds all right. Well,
doesn't it say what the job is?
No. Oh, I expect it's a joke. One of those cranks with nothing better to do. I've seen them before.
Is there a phone number?
No, it's a box.
Well, I don't suppose there'd be any harm in writing, would there?
No, I don't suppose so. Shall I?
You've got nothing to lose, have you?
All right, I'll do it now. Nothing ventured, nothing gained, eh? Where's the writing paper? This may be the chance of a lifetime, you never know.
I thought you'd have been in bed by now, James.
Oh, I was writing some letters. Is it very late?
Well, it's nearly 12.
Oh, I didn't realise. I can't be long, darling.
You know what the doctor said about early nights.
Oh, he's an old fusspot. He thinks the whole world would feel better if it slept more. I'd spend half my life like a tortoise if he had his way.
You ought to take it easy, though.
I keep telling you, Margot, I'm better, cured. I'm not going to go on being ill just so that old Cranshaw can send his bill in.
Oh, but darling...
The doctor knows best, I know. The doctor knows best what's best for the doctor. Another 3 weeks of his visits and he'll be off to Madeira for his holidays. Every time he rings the front doorbell, it costs me money.
Better to be safe than sorry.
Yes, I know.
He's only doing what's best for you. You talk as if he didn't care about you.
Oh, he cares about me, all right. He cares about my signature on his check.
You're always so impatient, James. You can't rush these things. He told you it would be a slow business.
You bet he did. Old Cranshaw is dedicated to saving life. But it's better for him to do it slowly than quickly. That way, he can keep on visiting and I can keep on paying. I'm better, I tell you, and if Cranshaw persists in visiting me, I shall shoot him as he comes up the path.
Oh, there's no reasoning with you. But I'm going to get a hot drink. How about you?
No, thanks.
Well, don't stay down here too long, will you?
I promise. I just have these letters to finish and then I'll be up.
Well, you see that you are.
Now then, where was I? Ah, yes. Henry Scrub.
Henry! Henry, here I am. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, are you going out?
Yes, I won't be long.
Oh, well, I hope not, love. I've got a nice piece of fish for your supper. And look, a nice bottle of beer.
Hey, what's this? Have you got a rise or something?
Oh, no, I just thought you deserved it. I'll leave it here.
You didn't go without lunch today, did you?
No, of course I didn't. Oh, do you have to go out?
Well, as a matter of fact, Dora, I'm going on business.
What do you mean? Henry, you haven't found...
Well, it's early days yet, love, but, well, today I had a letter. Remember that ad in the paper that I wrote to on the off chance?
Yes.
Well, he wrote to me. A bloke called James Cornelius. I've got to go round and see him tonight. This may be it, me girl. I told you I'd get a job, didn't I?
Oh, I hope so. Henry, I hope so.
And if it is, if I come back tonight with good news, you and me are going out to celebrate. Just the two of us.
Oh, that'll be great, Henry.
Well, I'd best be off. I don't want to be late, do I?
Well, good luck, love.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Here, Florrie, how about a bit of service down this end?
Well, I'm doing my best. I haven't got sixpence, Vance.
I could die of thirst standing here.
The day you die of thirst, I'll go into a convent.
Oh, excuse me, miss.
Just a minute, can't you see I'm serving? Mr. Evans!
Come in, Florrie.
One pint.
And about time, too.
Oh, excuse me, I wonder if I could...
Well, what do you want, mate?
Half a bitter, please.
Florrie, half a bitter.
Half a bitter, Mr. Evans.
I wonder if you can help me.
There's no credit if that's what you're after.
No, I just wondered if you could direct me.
Oh, I see. Stranger out here, are you?
Yes, I am. I'm looking for Brookfield Crescent. Do you know it?
Brookfield Crescent? Yes, I know it, all right.
Half a bitter, Mr. Evans.
No, that's for Rockefeller here.
Half a bitter, Mr. Rockefeller. Tenpence, please.
He's asking for Brookfield Crescent.
Oh, that's ever so smart.
He's thinking of buying a bit of property up there, I shouldn't wonder. First set of traffic lights, turn right. Second set of traffic lights, turn left. Then first left and you're there. Got it?
First set right, second set left. Yeah, thanks. Good night.
Here, you haven't finished your drink. He hasn't finished his drink, Mr. Evans.
Can I offer you a drink, Mr. Scrub?
Well, a glass of beer would be nice.
I'm afraid I'm out of beer. I was going to have a whiskey.
Oh, I don't drink whiskey as a rule. Only Christmas and so on, you know, celebrations and all that.
Well, let's say that this is a celebration then, eh? A special occasion.
Oh, well, all right. If you say so, Mr. Cornelius.
Do sit down and relax.
Thanks.
Nice place you got here. Must have cost you a bob or two.
Well, let's say that I was one of the more fortunate ones, shall we? Though lately, perhaps not quite so fortunate.
Oh?
Your whiskey.
Oh, thanks. Cheers.
Cheers. Are you married, Mr. Scrub?
Yes, my wife's working.
No children?
No.
I see.
Oh, sorry, darling. I didn't know you had someone here.
You're back early, Margot.
Yes, I decided not to stay at Helen's for dinner after all.
I didn't expect you until much later.
Oh, it doesn't matter, does it? Oh, I shall go away and hide in a moment.
This is Mr. Scrub, Henry Scrub.
Oh, how do you do?
Mr. Scrub just popped in for a little business talk.
Oh, well, I mustn't interrupt you.
I thought it was time we did something about the garden. Mr. Scrub is a gardener. Something of an expert.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Oh,
really.
You're far too modest, my dear chap.
You'll have your work cut out in this garden. It's like a jungle out there. Well, goodbye for now, Mr. Scrub.
Goodbye.
I won't interrupt you again, darling.
I'm not a gardener, Mr. Cornelius.
That doesn't matter in the least.
But you tell your wife...
I told you it doesn't matter. She will have forgotten about it very quickly. What sort of a job had you in mind, Mr. Scrub?
Well, any sort of a job. I don't mind telling you, I'm desperate.
So we can say that you aren't too particular about the type of work.
Providing the money's all right.
Oh, I think I can promise you that the money will be all right. I think I can promise you that. Your wife knew you were coming to visit me this evening?
Yes, Well, you didn't say it was a secret.
Oh, it's not a secret, Mr. Scrub. Not a secret at all. You gave her the address, then?
No, I didn't.
Good. To look at me, Mr. Scrub, would you say that I was a very strong man?
A strong man? Well, I don't know. Well, you're a well-built man. I suppose you would be strong.
I'm not a strong man at all, Mr. Scrub.
Oh?
No, I'm anything but a strong man. I liked your letter. It was a frank, honest letter. And now that I meet you, I see that you're indeed a frank, honest sort of man. I had quite a few replies to my advertisement, you know.
Yes, I expect so.
But I selected the people I wanted to interview very carefully and put their names on my short list. Here it is, you see. Only three of you. And you, Mr. Scrub, are the first of the short list to be interviewed. Would a single payment of £2,000 be of any interest to you?
£2,000?
How long would it normally take someone in your position to earn £2,000? You can earn that for one evening's work.
I don't follow.
The job I have to offer is not a permanent post. I require your services for one evening only.
If you think I'm going to rob a bank or something...
Oh, no, Mr. Scrub. Nothing like that, I assure you.
Then what do I have to do for the money?
I want you to kill somebody.
Kill somebody? You'd better try the next name on your list. I'm off.
But you haven't heard the whole of my proposition.
I've heard enough. Look... I may be badly off and all that, but I'm not going to kill anyone.
Not even if your victim can be guaranteed not to resist?
You're balmy. Look, I'm not a murderer. Here, look, get out of my way, will you? I'm going.
Think what you could do with £2,000.
Please, let me pass.
You haven't asked me yet who the proposed victim is.
No, and I'm not going to. I don't want to know. See, I'm going now, and I don't advise you to try and stop me.
I should put that poker down, Mr. Scrub.
I told you I ain't going out of that door. You just try and stop me and I'll crown you with this.
I thought you weren't interested in murder.
Just let me go, will you?
No, Mr. Scrub, I'm not going to let you go.
I warned you.
If you attempt to leave now, I shall attempt to stop you. And if you like to attack me with that poker, then go ahead.
What are you up to? What are you trying to make me do?
I just want you to hear me out, that's all. Let me explain why I brought you here.
Look, mister... I don't want £2,000. I just want to go.
Let me at least tell you who your victim will be. It might make all the difference to you.
What do you mean?
I want you to murder me.
You're mad. You're stark, staring mad.
On the contrary, I'm extremely sane, as you will see if you let me explain.
I'm not interested, I tell you.
I told you I wasn't a strong man, and it's true. I have a serious heart complaint. My doctor tells me I shall be lucky if I live 6 months.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mr. Cornelius, but I've got to go.
In order to get out of this room, you will have to attack me. And in view of what I've just told you, you may well kill me, and without the £2,000 I have offered you. On the other hand, if you will let me explain, then I give you my word that if your decision is still no, then I shall allow you to walk out of here quite unhindered.
I don't seem to have much choice, do I?
It may surprise you to know, Mr. Scrub, that I am not a wealthy man. When I die, I shall leave my wife provided for, but nothing more. That is, if I die from natural causes.
Well, I sort of don't understand.
I think you will in a moment. You see, the money realized on my death through life insurance will be automatically doubled in the unlikely event of my being murdered.
Well, no insurance company would pay on such a claim.
Why not? The odds against the average citizen being murdered must be considerably greater than against his just dying. So you see, Mr. Scrub, you will be helping my wife by doing what I ask. Well, what do you say?
I won't do it. I'm not a murderer. I couldn't kill anyone. I couldn't.
Not even to please the victim.
Goodbye, Mr. Cornelius.
Very well. If that really is your decision, you're quite free to go. Mr. Scrub?
Well?
Here is my card. That's the telephone number, in case you change your mind. No, take it, please. After all... £2,000 is a very large sum of money. Don't you agree?
That'll be 1 and 6, sir. Well, hello. Look who's here. I say, Mr. Evans, look who's here. It's that Mr. Rockefeller again.
Come to finish his beer, I shouldn't wonder. You find Brookfield Crescent all right, then?
Yes, thanks. I found it.
You didn't stay long. Were they expecting you after all?
Oh, Mr. Evans.
What'll it be, then?
A whiskey, please.
Whiskey, eh? Well. What have you been doing up there? Pinching the silver? One whiskey, Florrie.
One whiskey, Mr. Evans.
You look as though you could do with it too, mate. You feeling all right?
Yes, sir. I'm fine.
One whiskey, Mr. Rockefeller. That'll be 2 bob.
Thanks.
Here. Are you feeling all right? You look quite pale.
I'm all right, I tell you.
Well, there's no need to snap. I only asked.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He quite snapped at me, Mr. Evans.
Who did?
The funny little chap.
Ever see him around here before?
No, I don't think so.
Well, we're not likely to forget him in a hurry, are we?
Oh, he's going already. He never seems to stay long, does he?
I think he's coming back for another.
I wonder if you could tell me where the nearest phone box is.
Oh, you can use the one in here in the bar, if you like.
Well, I think that would be a bit noisy, wouldn't it? Well, it's very kind of you and all that.
All right, outside here, you're right. You'll find a kiosk on the corner.
Oh, thank you. That would be better. Good night.
Good night.
Funny little chap.
Seems in a bit of a state about something. Wonder what he's up to.
Henry, where have you been? I thought you were never coming.
Well, it's not very late, is it?
Well, it's 10:30. Whatever took you so long?
Well, it was quite a long way, and, well, you know, I had to wait for a bus. You weren't worried, were you?
You know me, love. I get so anxious. Was it no good, Henry?
No.
Oh. Oh, well, better luck next time, eh? What sort of a job was it?
Hmm?
What kind of a job?
Oh, well, it was nothing. Sort of gardening job.
Well, that would have been all right.
No. He wanted an expert, like I said. You've got to be qualified, see?
Pity he didn't say what it was in his ad. Would have saved you the bus fare.
Yeah.
How long were you with him?
Oh, I don't know. Well, about 30 minutes, I suppose.
Whatever for? If you were no good for the job, why didn't he say so and let you go?
I don't know, Dora. Look, why do we have to keep on about it? I haven't got the job and that's that.
I bet you went into a pub.
I didn't need to. He gave me a drink when I was there.
Gave you a drink?
Yeah, well, we talked.
Henry, are you telling me the truth?
Sergeant Meadows speaking.
Hmm? Hmm?
What? Oh, just a minute. What name? Yes. And the address? Hmm. Right. Don't touch anything. I'll have someone over right away.
What was that, Sergeant?
About a Mr. James Cornelius, sir.
I know that name. He's head of some big paint firm, isn't he?
Not any more, sir. That was his wife. He's been found dead. It looks like murder.
Mrs. Cornelius, about what time was it when you discovered your husband?
I think it would be about 10:00. I'd had a bath and was going to bed early. I came down first to see if there was anything he wanted.
Go on, please.
Well, I came in through that door. I didn't see him at first. He was lying on the floor near the desk.
In the position in which we found him?
Yes.
You didn't move him at all?
Oh, no. I could tell that he was dead.
And then you telephoned the police?
Yes, that's right.
When you went up for your bath, Mrs. Cornelius, what was your husband doing? I mean, was he working or what?
Well, he was reading, I think.
I see. You called in here, then, on your way up to the bath?
Yes.
What time would that be?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, the bath would take you how long?
Possibly 30 minutes or so.
So if you came down from your bath about 10:00, then it would have been about 9:30 when you looked in on your way up. Would that be correct?
Oh, yes. Well, yes, I suppose it would.
Mr. Cornelius, I take it, was alone at that time?
Yes. Yes, he was.
What is it, madam? You looked as if you'd thought of something.
I don't suppose it's at all important.
Let me be the judge of that, please, madam. You never know what may be important. Just tell me anything you remember.
Well, it was just that my husband did have a visitor earlier in the evening.
A friend?
Well, no, it was a business acquaintance. Something to do with the garden, my husband said.
Had you ever seen him before?
No, he was a strange little man.
In what way strange?
Oh, I don't know, really. I was just surprised to see him, I suppose.
When was it, then, that you met him?
When I came in from visiting a friend earlier in the evening. They were in here talking.
But when he went for your bath, this visitor had gone.
Oh, yes. I heard him leave.
I see. Could you tell me this gentleman's name?
I don't know if I can remember it. My husband did introduce us. It was an unusual name. At least the surname was unusual.
Try to remember if you can, Mrs. Cornelius. We like to follow up every lead.
Scrub. That was it. Henry Scrub. I remember him repeating the name as he stood up to meet me.
I see. Henry Scrub.
Henry. Henry, wake up.
What is it?
You've been in here all night.
Oh, have I? I must have fallen asleep in the chair.
What time is it?
It's just after 8:30. I'll have to dash or I'll be late for work.
Well, you'd better have some breakfast.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll have a coffee when I get to work.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'll be all right.
Well, so you get a good meal at lunchtime, then.
Oh, our bell at this time of the morning. I wonder who that can be.
Oh, I should let it ring. We don't want anyone coming in here at this time.
Oh, no, I'd better go and see who it is. It might be important.
Well, you said yourself you'd have to dash.
No, it won't take a second.
Mrs. Scrub?
Yes?
I wonder if I could have a word with your husband.
Now?
Yes, it's important.
Well, I suppose you better come in, then. Funny time to call, though.
Yes, I know. Now, I'm sorry to trouble you, but it is rather urgent, and I wanted to catch your husband before he left for work.
I haven't got no work.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a police officer,
here.
And I...
Here, what do you want with us?
I'm coming to that, Mrs. Scrub. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions, sir?
What's all this about? I haven't done anything wrong.
I didn't say you had, sir. Just a few routine inquiries, that's all. Do you know a man called James Cornelius?
No. No, I don't.
Didn't you visit him last night?
No, I told you I've never heard of him.
Mr. Scrub, we know you visited Mr. Cornelius last night. His wife gave us your name. She said she came in when you and her husband were talking. So, you see, there's no point in denying it.
All right. All right, suppose I was there. There's nothing wrong in that, is there? I was after a job.
Mr. Cornelius is dead. He was murdered last night.
Murdered?
Yes, Mr. Scrub, murdered.
Well, what's that got to do with me? I went about a job, that's all. What's it got to do with me?
We're only trying to establish times, that's all. We thought you might be able to help. Could you tell me what time it was that you visited Mr. Cornelius?
Well, it was about 8:00.
8:00 when you arrived?
Well, yeah, about 8:00.
And when you left?
Oh, I didn't notice.
Well, did you have a long talk, or was the interview over quickly?
Well, we talked sort of quite a bit. Well, about 30 minutes, I suppose.
So you left round about 8:30?
Oh, I suppose so, yes.
And Mr. Cornelius was alive then?
Yes, of course he was. What are you trying to say?
What kind of a job was it Mr. Cornelius had to offer?
Sort of a gardening job.
Did Mr. Cornelius offer you the job?
No, he didn't think I was suitable.
How did you get in touch with Mr. Cornelius in the first place?
There was an advertisement in the evening paper.
Well, why did you apply for a gardening job when you knew you weren't enough of an expert?
Well, the advertisement didn't say what a job was, just said there was good money.
I see. What did you do, sir, after you left Mr. Cornelius's house?
Well, I walked down to the main road to get a bus.
Did you stop anywhere?
No. No, I don't think so.
There's nobody who spoke to you on the way to the bus who might be able to help us about the time.
Well, I did go into a pub for a drink. I was feeling a bit shaky.
Shaky, Mr. Scrub? Why shaky?
I don't know. I don't know why. I just felt like a drink.
So you went into a pub?
Yes.
What did you drink?
Whiskey. Well, I told you, I felt a bit shaky.
Yes, I know, yes. Do you remember the name of the pub?
Well, it was the Fox and Geese, I think. It's quite near Mr. Cornelius's house.
I expect we'll be able to find it. How long does it take to get from here to where Mr. Cornelius lived?
Well, about an hour. Well, a bit less, perhaps. Depends on the buses.
So, getting there at 8:00, you left here at about 7-ish.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Mrs. Scrub, what time did your husband get back last night?
Well, about 10:30, I think.
So, if you left Mr. Cornelius's house at 8:30, as you said, it took you twice as long to get home as it did to get there.
Well, I told you, I went into a pub.
For a whole hour? That's all right, Mr. Scrub. We'll check with the publican. I think that'll be all for now, sir, and, well, thank you for being so cooperative. Good day, Mrs. Scrub. It's all right. I'll let myself out.
Henry, you never told me he was dead.
Well, I didn't know. He was all right when I left him. I swear he was. You believe me, don't you?
Of course I believe you, Henry.
That inspector thinks I did it.
No, he doesn't. He's only trying to get the facts, that's all.
Look, you best get off to work. You'll be late.
I'll stay at home if you'd rather.
No, 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 it's all right. You better go.
All right, love. Why don't you cook that fish for your lunch? It's all ready.
Yeah, all right. I'll see to it.
Henry?
Yes?
Why did it take you 2 hours to get home?
You finished those glasses yet, Flurry?
Not yet, Mr. Evans.
Better get a move on then. It'll be opening time soon.
Yes, Mr. Evans.
And we could do with some more crisps.
Good morning. Are you the landlord?
I am, and I don't serve out of hours.
Well, I'm very glad to hear it. I'm a police officer.
Yeah. Well, all right, Florrie. You run along.
Yes, Mr. Evans.
What's it all about? We've had no trouble here.
I only want some information.
Do you happen to remember a little fellow coming in here last night about 8:30, or about 5 feet 8, a bit down at heel, but drinking whiskey?
Funny you should mention that. There was a little bloke like that in here. Came in a couple of times. Strange little fellow he was.
About what time would his first visit have been?
Oh, about 7:45, I should think. He wanted to know the way to Brookfield Crescent. We had a good laugh. I mean, he didn't look the type for Brookfield Crescent, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And the second visit?
About 8:30, like you said. I remember he had a whiskey that time and not beer, because I made some remark about him having pinched the silver. Reckon he needed a strong drink, too. Seemed in a bit of a state about something.
How long did he stay?
Oh, not more than a couple of minutes.
You're sure of that?
Of course I'm sure. Ask Florrie, she'll tell you the same.
I see. And that's all you can tell me about him?
I'm afraid so, yes.
Well, thank you. You've been most helpful. Now, perhaps I...
Wait a minute.
Yes?
Well, I don't suppose it's important, but there was something else.
Look, I've told you exactly what happened, Dora. How many times do I have to go over it?
But you don't seem certain about the details. Look, Henry, I'm only trying to help.
You call this helping going on and on all the time? Why don't you leave me alone?
I'm not leaving you alone till we get this thing sorted out. The police are bound to be suspicious if there are things you can't account for. I mean, if you weren't in the pub for long, where were you during that other hour? You've got to be able to explain it, Henry.
But I can't. I can't, I tell you. Maybe it just took longer on the bus. I don't know.
You're not even telling me the truth, are you?
What do you mean?
When you came back last night, there was something you didn't tell me, wasn't there? Do you think I don't know when you're hiding something? You didn't tell me everything, did you? Did you, Henry?
No. No, I didn't.
Well, tell me, Henry. You've got to. What happened? What happened when you saw Mr. Cornelius? Oh, go on, love. You can tell me.
Well, it sounds dark, but it was something to do with an insurance policy.
Yes?
Well, he asked me to murder him.
Why didn't you tell the police that?
Because they wouldn't have believed me any more than you do. Oh, that'll be them again, you see.
Now, look, Henry. You've got to tell him the truth. You've got to tell him exactly what happened. Because if you don't, I don't know what's going to happen to us.
But I can't tell him.
You've got to. What's the harm? You've done nothing wrong. What does it matter what they find out? They can't hurt you as long as you tell the truth. Oh, look, I'll have to let him in.
Dora?
Yes, love?
I'm not telling him. I'm not telling him, see?
I'm sorry to trouble you again, madam. Is your husband in?
Yes, he's in.
Then may I come in?
Oh, yes, of course. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Good morning again, sir. I hope you don't mind answering a few more questions, Mr. Scrub.
I haven't much choice, have
I? I found the public house you went to, sir. I had a word with the landlord, and later the barmaid corroborated what he'd told me.
He remembered me going in, then?
Oh, yes, sir. He remembered you very clearly.
There you are, Henry. What did I tell you?
On both occasions.
Yes. I went in on the way to Mr. Cornelius's house as well, that's right.
You didn't tell me that, though, did you?
Well, I've forgotten.
Inspector, did the landlord agree about the time my husband went there after visiting Mr. Cornelius?
Oh, yes. He agreed it'd be about 8:30.
There. You see, Henry?
And he added that you only stayed there for under 5 minutes. So the mystery of the two-hour journey home remains unsolved, doesn't it? Let's try and recap a little, shall we? Let's start from when you left the pub, shall we? The second visit. What was the first thing you did?
Well, I told you, I walked down the road and waited for the bus.
Did you stop anywhere between the public house and the bus stop?
No, I didn't.
You're sure of that, sir?
Of course I'm sure.
Not for cigarettes or anything?
No.
You didn't telephone your wife to say you were delayed?
No, I didn't.
You didn't make a phone call of any sort?
No.
You're sure of that?
Do you think I don't know if I made a phone call or not?
Supposing somebody said they saw you.
I never made a phone call.
So it wouldn't be right.
Leave him alone, can't you? Leave him alone.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Scrub. I'm only trying to get at the truth. And I can't when it's clouded with little lapses of memory. Why don't you tell me the truth, sir? It'll help us all, you know. Let's go back, shall we, to just before he was killed.
You've got to tell him, Henry. You've got to.
Has your husband been holding something back, Mrs. Scott?
I've told you everything.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Henry, tell him before it's too
There's
late.
There's nothing to tell.
Inspector, Mr. Cornelius didn't want a guard.
Dora, don't. You mustn't.
He wanted my husband to kill him.
You don't believe it, do you?
I'm trained to keep an open mind, sir. Would you like to tell me some more?
He said something about an insurance policy. That he was going to die in 6 months, and, well, if he was murdered before then, his wife would receive twice as much from the insurance. And that's why he asked me to murder him.
Did you agree to the suggestion?
Of course I didn't. What do you think I am? I told him he was mad and I left.
And that was when he went into the public house and had the whiskey?
Yes, and wouldn't you have done if you'd have been asked to do something like that?
And yet you didn't come straight home after your drink. What were you doing? Thinking it over?
I didn't kill him, Inspector. I didn't kill him. You've got to believe me.
Oh, I may have some more questions to ask you later, Mr. Scrub. You won't be going away or anything, will you?
You don't believe me, do you? About what Mr. Cornelius asked me to do?
I only believe when I have the evidence. At the moment, I've only your word, and, well, that hasn't been too reliable up to now, has it, sir? I'll check with Mr. Cornelius' insurance company, and then we'll know, won't we? It's all right, Mrs. Scrub. I know the way. Good morning.
Well, I hope you're satisfied. Now you see where you've landed me. The truth didn't help much, did it?
Well, you must admit, it does sound a bit unlikely, doesn't it?
But it's what happened. Oh, Dora, surely you believe me.
I only said it sounded unlikely, that's all. I'll get you something to eat. It's getting late.
Dora?
Yes, love?
Supposing they never believe me, what'll happen? Will they arrest me?
Oh, they're not going to arrest you because you tell a couple of lies.
They might think I was hiding something.
But they'd have to have proof, Henry. They'd have to prove that you were there at the time of the murder and all that. And you weren't there, so you'd nothing to worry about.
No, I suppose not.
You didn't try to phone me, did you, Henry?
Hmm?
Last night, when you left the pub, you didn't try to phone me.
No? Now, why?
Oh, I only wondered. It just seemed so certain, that's all.
Why would I be phoning you when I was coming home?
Oh, no, of course not. But when he said that about someone having seen you, I just wondered.
Well, he was just bluffing.
I mean, if you did make a phone call, that would account for a few more minutes, and the more time you can account for, the less suspicious he'll be about you taking 2 hours to get home.
He was bluffing, I tell you.
But supposing someone did say they saw you? I mean, well, why should he make up a thing like that?
Nobody saw me, I tell you. There was nobody near the phone box. All right. All right, so I made a telephone call. Does that make me a murderer?
Why did you say you hadn't? Why did you tell him another lie?
Because it would have made him even more suspicious.
Why? There's nothing wrong in making a phone call.
I was telephoning Mr. Cornelius.
But why? Why, Henry? Why should you want to ring him? You'd only left him a few minutes before.
Well, I wanted to see him again.
Did he answer the phone?
Yes. He said I was to go back to his house right away.
And did you? Did you, Henry?
Yes. I went back.
Yes, Superintendent? Of course, sir. As soon as I've anything definite. Yes, it's beginning to look that way, sir. Open and shut. I'm waiting for the information from the insurance people now. When I have that, then I think we've got enough to go on. Yes, I'll keep you informed, sir. Goodbye. I'd have quicker results if the super kept off my back.
Do you think this man Scrub did it, sir?
I don't know, Sergeant. It's beginning to look that way. He had the opportunity and the time, and he needed the money. Detective Inspector Thatcher? Yes? Yes? You're sure of that? I see. Thanks. Come on, Sergeant.
Where are we going, sir?
Henry Scrub. We'll have to pull him in.
How do I know you're telling the truth now?
Look, Dora, I tell you, I suddenly remember that list of names that Mr. Cornelius showed me. I was afraid that the police would find it and be round here asking questions.
But they were round here anyway.
Only because Mrs. Cornelius remembered my name. I didn't know she'd do that. I just had to go back for that list.
How could you be so sure he was going to be killed?
He was offering a lot of money, Dora. And I suddenly thought, supposing someone else on that list agrees to do him in. With my name there, I'd be suspected right away.
You mean, you think one of these other two names here must be the murderer?
Well, it seems likely, doesn't it?
Let's have a look.
There you are.
What did you say to Mr. Cornelius when you went back?
Well, I said I was thinking it over. We talked a bit, and when I had a chance, I grabbed a list of names off his desk and put it in my pocket.
How long were you in there?
Well, I don't know, about half an hour, maybe a bit more. That's where the time went that I couldn't account for. As soon as I got the lit, I got up and we shook hands and I left.
You shook hands?
Well, I think so.
Why? Well, what did you say to him?
Well, I just said anything just to get out of the house.
What did you say to him?
Oh, does it matter?
What did you say to him?
Well, I said I'd do what he asked, but it was only to get out of the house, that's all.
You said you'd murder him.
Only to get out of the house.
I'll see who it is. Oh, come in.
Thank you.
It's the inspector again, Henry.
Good afternoon, sir. I'm afraid I shall have to ask you to come to the station.
What?
Oh, no. He's done nothing
wrong.
I'm
sorry, madam. Like to get your coat, sir?
Does this mean that you're arresting me?
No, sir. Simply asking you to come to the station for questioning.
But haven't you asked him enough questions already?
Perhaps he'll answer them better at the station, madam.
How long will I be gone?
That depends on you, sir.
But I told you what happened.
Yes, I know, sir. But it wasn't true, was it?
What do you mean?
You see, sir, we've been checking Mr. Cornelius's insurance policies. And I have to tell you that in not one of them was there a clause covering the possibility of his being murdered.
Well, what do you want?
Oh, I'm sorry to trouble you. I was looking for number 24.
Well, you found it.
Oh, this is the right number, then.
That's what it says on the door. Who do you want?
Mr. Ference.
What do you want with him?
Well, I wanted to ask him some questions.
Oh. You one of them Jehovah's Witnesses?
Oh, no. No, nothing like that. Does he live here?
Sometimes.
You mean he's...
I mean he's a sailor.
Oh, I wonder if I could speak to him. You see, I need his help.
Well, I'm his wife. What's it about?
But do you know if he went to see a man named James Cornelius about a job on Wednesday night?
Cornelius?
You know the name, don't you?
Yeah, matter of fact, I do.
Well, did your husband go to visit him?
He was going to, I know. He'd been out of work a bit, see? I think he was going to see him.
And did he? On Wednesday evening?
No.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. He got a ship Tuesday night. He sailed on Wednesday morning.
Oh. Oh, I see.
So I'm afraid he can't help you.
No. Oh, well, never mind. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
How many times do I have to tell you, Inspector, I didn't make any phone call?
So if I told you that both the landlord and the barmaid at the Fox and Geese watched you from the window and saw you go into a telephone kiosk on the corner and make a call, you'd say they were mistaken?
Yes, I would.
And if I told you that after you'd made the phone call, they saw you come out of the box and go back in the direction of Mr. Cornelius's house, you'd still say they were mistaken?
Yes, I would.
They were both lying?
They must have been.
Because that is what they told me, Mr. Scrub. And both of them are prepared to go into the witness box and swear it under oath. Hadn't you better start telling me the truth, sir?
I've nothing more to tell you.
Very well. Then I'll tell you what I think happened. You went to see Mr. Cornelius about a job, but he told you were unsuitable. You were angry and you were poor, and after a drink you decided to go back to Mr. Cornelius's house and help yourself to some of his valuables.
No, never.
Mr. Cornelius had mentioned to you that he was going out, so you telephoned his house to make sure that he'd gone. You got no reply, so you assumed he had gone. And you went back to his house and broke in through the French window.
Oh, I didn't, I tell you.
And as you were busy helping yourself, you were interrupted by Mr. Cornelius, who hadn't gone out after all. There was a struggle, and you hit him with the poker.
I never hit him, I swear.
There were fingerprints on the poker, Mr. Scrub. Your fingerprints.
Well, there might have been. I did pick up the poker when
you picked up the poker. You admit that?
Yes, but look...
What did you pick it up for?
He wouldn't let me out of the room. I asked her to let me go,
but you did
wouldn't...
pick up the poker.
Well, only to threaten him.
You threatened to hit him with the poker?
Yes, but it wasn't the way that you think.
Wasn't it, Mr. Scrub? Wasn't it?
Excuse me.
What do you want?
This is the Regent Billiard Hall.
That's right. There's no place for you, lady. Better be on your way.
I was looking for a man named Fred Pender.
That's me. I'm Fred Pender.
They told me at your digs that I'd find you here.
Why do you want to find me?
I need your help.
Now, well, look, lady, I'm a busy man, see? I'll be closing up this place in a few minutes, and I can't stand here talking to you.
But it's very urgent.
Who are you, anyway? It's a funny place for you to be hanging around. You better get off home.
It'll only take a minute.
I said you better get off home. Now, go on before I call a copper.
Did you write to a man named James Cornelius?
Cornelius? What do you know about him?
All right, Inspector. I did make a phone call.
To Mr. Cornelius?
Yes. I told him I wanted to speak to him again, and he said to go back to his house at once.
And did you go back to his house?
Yes.
When you knew he was there, why?
There was a piece of paper with my name and address on it. I had to get it.
And did you?
Yes. It's here in my pocket somewhere.
Go on, sir. There's plenty of time.
I must have left it on the table at home. Yeah, that's it. I showed it to Dora. I remember now. She never gave it back to me.
So it'll be there now?
Yes.
I'll send a man over, shall I? And then we'll know.
You better step in here, lady.
Now, look. What are you, one of them female coppers?
No, no.
I don't know anything about this bloke, Cornelius, so you'd better get off home.
But you did write to him, though. I know you did.
You seem to know a lot about me. Maybe too much. You know, I don't like people poking their noses in.
But you did write to him.
Yes, yes, I wrote to him. Sounded interesting. Plenty of money on that.
And he asked you to go and see him?
Well, go on. You seem to know everything.
Wednesday evening?
Yeah, Wednesday evening.
Did you go?
Look, I don't know who you are, but I've got work to do, see? Now, will you please go?
Did you go, Mr. Cornelius?
Yeah, well, I tried to. About 10 o'clock it was. But nobody answered the door. Satisfied?
So you don't know if he was still alive at 10 o'clock?
Still alive?
Mr. Cornelius was murdered that night. Didn't you know?
Well, Sergeant, did you find Mrs. Scrub?
Still no reply, sir.
She didn't say she was going out.
Oh, maybe she popped next door to see a friend. I shouldn't worry, sir. We can always find the list of names another time. That is, if there ever was one.
Of course there was one. Why else would I go back to the house?
Like I said, perhaps, to help yourself. Isn't that what really happened? You were surprised to find Mr. Cornelius was in after all. There was a scene, and you attacked him. You attacked a defenseless man with a poker, and you killed him, didn't you? You picked up that poker, and you killed him.
No, no, I didn't. I may have picked up the poker, but I didn't use it. I swear I didn't.
No, sir, I know you didn't.
You know?
Yes, I just wanted to find out whether you knew it wasn't a poker that killed Mr. Cornelius.
It wasn't?
No, sir. He was stabbed.
Well, what did you come here for, lady? Are you trying to involve me in something? Look, I didn't know he was dead until you told me. I never got no answer when I rang the bell. I never went into the house. So whatever happened, it's nothing to do with me. Now you go off home.
Would you tell the same thing to the police?
Look, lady, if you're in trouble, that's your affair. I ain't done nothing, so I ain't got nothing to worry about.
Well, let's call the police, then.
Now, you're either brave or barmy. Now, suppose I was involved in this murder. Do you think I'd let you call the police?
They think my husband killed Mr. Cornelius.
Oh, I see. And you're trying to push it onto someone else, eh? Well, you picked the wrong man. I'm as clean as a whistle.
How do I know you're telling the truth?
Don't push your luck, lady. I've been very patient with you. Now, off you go home. If your old man committed the murder, I'm very sorry. But it's got nothing to do with me. Cornelius was alive all right when I left there.
How do you know?
Eh?
How do you know if he was alive if you hadn't seen him?
Circulate that description, will you, Sergeant? Tell them to keep an eye open. She may only be in with a neighbour, but, well, you never know.
Righto, sir.
Is there any news of her, Inspector?
I've got a man posted outside the house. He'll let me know if she comes in. I'm sure you're worrying unnecessarily.
But if Dora's got that list, she may be trying to find those other names on it.
I don't think so.
One of those people's a murderer. If she finds him, heaven knows what'll happen.
You'll have to tell the police, Mr. Pender.
Are you balmy?
But if you saw Mr. Cornelius alive and well at 10 o'clock, my husband couldn't have killed him because he left there at 9:30.
If your husband didn't do it, they'll find out soon enough. They don't need no help from me.
Suppose I call a policeman?
I'll deny every word. I'll say I never went near Mr. Cornelius's house. It'll be your word against mine.
If you don't tell the police, then I will.
I wouldn't do that, lady. Not if I were you. Now, perhaps I'd better take you home, eh? I think you talked enough for one night.
Go on my arm.
I told you I didn't like people poking their noses in my business.
Let me go!
Here! You come back here!
And I assume, Mr. Pender, that you would have come forward of your own free will in the long run, hmm?
Well, yeah, I suppose so, Inspector.
Is this a photograph of the man you saw?
Yeah, that's him. No doubt about it.
All right, Mr. Pender, I think that'll be all for the moment. You've been most helpful. We can get you at this address for the present, I take it?
Yeah, that's right.
Constable, see Mr. Pender up, will you? Good day, sir.
You'll do your best to keep me out of it, won't you?
I'm afraid you're already in it, Mr. Pender. Well, Sergeant?
Do you think he's telling the truth, sir?
I wouldn't be surprised. And if he is, then somebody else isn't. Mrs. Cornelius,
Do you remember whether your husband had any other callers that evening, apart from this Mr. Scrub?
I don't think so. At least not while I was at home. He may have had while I was out.
What time was it when you got home that evening?
About 8 o'clock.
So, as far as you know, between 8 o'clock and the time you found your husband dead, the only caller was Mr. Scrub.
As far as I know, yes.
Unless, of course, someone was let in without their ringing the front doorbell. Or if you were prevented from hearing the bell because you were in the bath. All the splashing and so on might have made it difficult.
That's possible, I suppose.
You see, Mrs. Cornelius, what I want to find out is whether somebody rang the front doorbell around 10 o'clock and got no answer.
Well, I can only say that if they did, then I didn't hear it.
As I remember it, you said you went for your bath about 9:30. Would that be correct?
I think so, yes.
And at that time, your husband was alone in here?
Yes. I looked in on my way to the bath. He was alone.
Had you heard Mr. Scrub leave?
Oh, yes, I had. About 8:30.
Now, between 8:30 and the time you went for your bath, you didn't hear your husband letting anyone in at the front door?
No.
So if, for the sake of argument, Mr. Scrub returned here about 10 to 9, he must have come in another way.
Why should he have come back?
Mr. Scrub says your husband wanted to be murdered.
What?
He says your husband offered him a large sum of money to do it.
But that's just ridiculous.
Not the sort of thing your husband would have said, even as a joke.
Most definitely not.
Was he a very even-tempered man, your husband?
Reasonably so, yes.
Not given to going off into rages?
No. What a funny question to ask.
I'm sorry, but it all helps to make up the complete picture. How ill was he?
He was getting better. He'd had a nervous disorder, but he was over it. Of course, he still had to take it easy, not do too much.
You wouldn't say that he was dying?
Oh, no. No.
Mrs. Cornelius, how well did you get on with your husband?
Really? Inspector,
how did you get on with him?
I loved him. I loved him more than anything in the world. Now, please, haven't we had enough questions?
After your bath, when you came down here about 10 o'clock...
Do I have to tell you all that again?
He was still alive, wasn't he?
I don't know what you mean.
Your husband was still alive when you came down from your bath. You were wearing a blue housecoat. He was in his shirt sleeves, just as we found him. But he was alive.
I don't understand what you're getting at, Inspector. I told you how I found him.
It wasn't true, though, was it? I know it wasn't. You see, what you don't know, Mrs. Cornelius, is that that night at about 10 o'clock, there was a man outside those French windows.
What man?
Named Fred Pender. He had an appointment that night to see your husband, but he got no answer when he rang the bell. So he went round the back of the house to see if anyone was in. And there he saw you. Mr. Cornelius was shouting, wasn't he? Getting rather violent. And you were trying to restrain him. Do you want me to go on?
It was an accident. I swear it was an accident.
It was you who killed him, wasn't it? Wasn't it, Mrs. Cornelius?
Yes. 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 I suppose he was ill in a way. Mentally ill, I mean. He was always imagining things. Often he'd say to me that he thought he was going to die, or that we were plotting to kill him. He seemed to enjoy the idea of being involved in dramatic situations.
So everything he said to Mr. Scrub that evening was because of his state of mind, with no foundation in fact at all.
Oh, yes. He often used to do things like that. And then sometimes he'd go off into uncontrollable rages. But they never lasted long. And then he'd be perfectly normal again. Sweet. And kind.
What happened then, Mrs. Cornelius, when you came down from your bath?
I made some remark about the visitor he'd had. Mr. Scrub. It was something perfectly harmless, but he misunderstood. He went into a rage. Said I was interfering in his life. That I didn't love him. That all I wanted was his money. I tried to calm him down, but it was no good.
What happened then, Mrs. Cornelius?
Suddenly... he picked up the paper knife from the desk and rushed at me. I struggled with him. He must have tripped or something, because suddenly he was on the floor. And there was blood. I didn't know what to do.
Why didn't you tell us this at once?
I suppose I was afraid.
Everyone's entitled to defend themselves when they're attacked. Would you like to get your coat, madam?
My coat?
I'll have to ask you to make a statement, that's all. It won't take long.
Yes. Yes, of course.
I'll go and get it.
Poor woman. Inspector?
What is it, Sergeant?
Fred Pender never saw that happen. He only said he saw them when Cornelius was shouting. Then he left.
No, I know. But she didn't know that, did she?
So if Mrs. Cornelius hadn't told us herself, what would have happened?
We'd never have known, would we?